I've sailed the Strait of Hormuz close to 100 times as a sea captain, and I have participated in several blockades around the world. My conclusion is blockades are inherently very difficult to maintain. This is 1,000 miles plus of coastline that we're blockading. It's an act of war, by the way. And there's always going to be leakage. Think the movie Gone with the Wind, Rhett Butler showing up with beautiful cigars and silk scarves from Paris through the Lincoln blockade of the American South. Having said all that, I agree with my good friend Anne Marie. Congratulations on the LSE, by the way. And I would simply add, I think in the White House, they are now starting to look at additional military options because this tale of two blockades is going to be difficult to sustain. So to conclude, Fareed, I think the president's looking at probably a package of three different military options. One, go after more leadership, try and take out some of the intransigent members of the Revolutionary Guard. Number two, perhaps go after the oil infrastructure. Quite risky, could lead to retaliation. And third, let's call it strategic preparation of the Strait of Hormuz in case you have to open it militarily, which may be the next move on the chessboard.